Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, this is SBS Greek. You're listening to a podcast. My name is Pano Apostolou and it's my pleasure, it's my honor to have on the other side of the telephone line Lazaro Papasava. Lazaros is currently the manager of Stefano Tsitsipas. Is that correct, Lazare? Welcome.
It is. Thank you for having me.
How did everything begin with Stefano? We've seen you in the past sitting in his box. Now you have a more official role. Is that correct?
Yes, for the moment. Yes, it is. I've got to know Stefanos over the last probably 6 or 7 years since he's been coming to Australia to play the Australian Open. We grew a friendship based on a shared love of food on the basis that we ended up connecting through the stalactites and the souvlaki that we created for him back in 2019 and 20, which we sold on his behalf or in his name to raise money for charity for a few years. And subsequently, we became very good friends, and now we have, a business relationship as well.
What's one thing you want Greek Australians listening to this podcast to understand about your role in the Tsitsipas team?
It's a new role in the sense that I'm only just recently begun working with Steph in that capacity, and essentially I manage his commercial affairs.
If you want to talk about Steph's success in 2026, what would you like him to achieve this year?
Look, Steph has had a difficult and challenging 2025. He went through a number of injury issues, which have significantly set him back. He's currently obviously sitting in the sort of 30 ranked player in the world. In the previous years, he was obviously a top 10 player for a number of years. 2026 really is about keeping him injury-free, keeping him healthy, and then obviously trying to maintain some consistent results and get him back into the top 10. I think that would be the biggest success mark for him for 2026, which I think he's totally capable of achieving. He's feeling very strong, and he's got a good team around him, and I think there's a real opportunity for him to get back to where he was.
Is there a magic thing that you can do to improve this for him?
I wish. if there was, we would be already working it. But it's difficult. I think tennis is such a it's such a high performance sport, and it's so minute in terms of the margins for error and the difference between being one of the top 10 players and one of the top 30, 40 players can be a number of different factors which affect the player's performance and injury and health and in the body is probably the most significant of those. So obviously getting the team around him that he's happy and feels that he can trust is one of the first bits, but having a healthy body and being fit and being able to play consistently and get results is probably the most important thing.
And also for many players, it's a nightmare when there is a criticism, where there is a noise around their name, especially online. How are you planning to fight that?
This is part of today's society that if you're somebody who is successful and you have popularity and you're somebody who garners a little bit of, you're different in the way you behave, or you're outspoken as Steph is as a person, I think you open yourself to criticism. But I think Steph does a very good job of reflecting the kind of person that he is, who is someone of authenticity and who wants to be as positive and good in sport as he possibly can and achieve as much as he can. So you have to shut out the noise as best you possibly can, and I think Steph does a really good job of doing that. The job that we have as a team is to just try and make sure that what is presented in the outside world of Steph is the most positive and the most accurate reflection of the person that he is, because he genuinely is a really good guy.
And Lazare, you are carrying a heavy name in the Greek Australian history. I know a little bit, a few things about your father, your father's legacy and everything. Can you tell us a few things about that, so to inform our listeners?
working with Steph has a little bit of, I guess, synergy with, I guess, I experienced with seeing my father as I grew up. My father was obviously involved in sport administration and management. He was president of South Melbourne Soccer Club. He was chairman of the National Soccer League, which was obviously the A-League of the time. And he was on the board of Football Australia at the time as well. So I grew up around sport, and it was something that I became very passionate about and ended up studying as well. So, and I'd worked in my life in my early career. So this is a bit of, I guess, a full circle moment for me. And I guess I'm very grateful for the start I got and the experience I had with my father, who obviously was a prominent member of the Greek community in Melbourne and was seen by many people as a visionary in his time. So, that's something I'm super, super proud of.
Lazar, where are your grandparents coming from? Your mother, your father?
Both my family came from Cyprus.
Cyprus, actually. Correct.
Yeah, and came to Australia as migrants in the early 50s. So my father was here in 1954. And my mother's family arrived in 1950. So very early for the Greek migrant experience, which obviously it's a great thing that they were able to come and start their life here and become successful as my father was.
Is there one word for what Stefanos needs most in 2026, Lazare?
One word?
One word.
Consistency. He needs to remain consistently healthy, and he needs to continue to be consistently competitive. And I think, he expressed that in his interview the other day. I think you were there, and, he talked about the fact that he just wants to maintain a consistent performance level. And I think that's when you start falling in love in the sport again, and you start playing and you enjoy it. When you're dealing with constant challenges, I think it becomes very difficult. So hopefully we can maintain some consistency and he can have a really great season.
And he needs consistent support from the Greek Aussies, correct?
Absolutely. And I think, I was watching the Maria Sakkari game yesterday, and there was a few supporters in the crowd singing and chanting, which I thought was fantastic. And I think if we can achieve that sort of atmosphere in the games for Steph from tomorrow, will be really, really fantastic for him too.
Lazaros Papasavas, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. All the best.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.